Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
John, let's talk about how we view money's purpose, because that's kind of fundamental to how we're going to operate with our wallets.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we started thinking about this when we were writing the book, we thought, you know, there's three things you can do with money. You can spend it, you can save it up, and you can serve others with it. And so we thought maybe that those are three mindsets of money, actually. Mm-hmm. You could build your life around any one of those three. And so what we did in the book is try to study the scriptures and study the lives of different people we were meeting and come up with a framework around those three mindsets and what they look like in our lives.
Okay, so how do we do some self-diagnosis? If I'm driving home from work and I'm listening to this interview and I don't know where my heart's at in all this and how do you expose me? How do you do a self-diagnosis?
That's a great question. You know, we have a quiz in the book that's a lot of fun, but I'd say we could do a one-question version of the quiz.
Okay.
If you think about your paycheck, think about how big your paycheck is,
mm-hmm.
and then tomorrow your boss says, hey, great news, you've been doing a good job, here's an extra paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get a lump of money, and it falls into your pocket. So the question is, what's your first thought?
65-inch TV.
That's right. That's a good one. And so that might be a spender answer. If you're actually thinking, there's something I want to buy, there's something I want to experience, that may be a spender-inclined answer. And for someone like me, I'm the saver at heart. If I think of an extra paycheck, I go, man, that's going on the mortgage or the student loan right there. I'm mm-hmm. going to sock it away, knock out some debt. And so it's fascinating how we all have different answers for that. But we started meeting people who actually had a servant heart. And, you know, this is like an extremely rare thing. And so don't feel guilty out there if you're like, gosh, I'm a spender or saver. I must be doing it wrong. Well, that's virtually everyone, which is why Jesus talks about money so much. But the servant mindset says, wow, an extra paycheck. I may have some needs for provision in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to praise God that he's done this for me. And I'm going to think about how I can be generous and use this provision in my life. I think there are scriptures that speak to each of those. And so we could talk about each of the mindsets, if that sounds good.
That'd be great.
So if we think about a spender mindset, this is probably the most common one. You know, we look at credit card debt statistics. We look at our nation and the advertising culture that our society has right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at Matthew chapter 13, there's the parable of the sower, and there's four soils. And so most people know these scriptures, I think. But there's three types of soil Jesus talks about representing people that don't bear much fruit. They don't have a fruitful life. And then the fourth soil bears much fruit. And Jesus says 30, 60, or 100 times what was sown. And what's interesting from a spender perspective, someone who is always thinking, what can I get next when money comes into my life? That's the third type of soil. And so here's what Jesus says. As for the seed that was sown among thorns, the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, making it unfruitful. And so Jesus actually identifies when we're chasing shiny things, it's not inherently sinful to be doing that, but it actually just chokes us out. So we become unfruitful because we're always chasing the next experience or the next possession, thinking that happiness lies on the other side of a purchase.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.